Catherine, our Russian BPW club is young and we are beginners, and our dream is to study more and to implement more in our life and to help people. Could you tell us a few words about your life, your activities, and BPW maybe activities dealing with you and your own life, please?
Of course, with great pleasure. I have been a member of BPW since about 1985, which is a long time. In my own life, I was an elementary and high school teacher, and then at age 40, I had my midlife crisis, and I went back to school full-time, returned to school. I already had a master's degree, and I did another master's degree in clinical and motivational psychology. And when I finished that degree, I started my own business. I took my pension from my teaching fund, and I started my own business. So I was on my own completely. And one of the first things I did was look for professional organizations to join, to find out more about being a businesswoman for the first time in my life. So BPW was very important to me to belong to a group of women, both business and professional women, and particularly groups that were there to empower women, but also who had an international connection. One of the things that has been very important to me in later years is being part of groups that are involved in the world, because I believe very, very much that we are a global community and that countries are simply, at some point, power groups divided up the world, and it's a very artificial division. We are all one and we are all part of each other. So I find it very exciting when I meet someone like yourself and your daughter who are part of an organization that really is a global organization. So for myself in BPW, it was very important to me to be mixing with and have contact with other women who were professionals and businesswomen. But I also, what I did in the 80s and 90s very much is professional training, management training in hospitals, in businesses, in corporations. That's how I earned my living. I learned to work in French at that point, which was a big accomplishment for me. I'm a member of another international organization, which is truly wonderful, called Toastmasters International. And that might be something that I'm not sure if you have in Moscow, but it's designed to teach people communication skills and leadership skills. So I joined a group in Montreal that was completely francophone. Was one of my biggest challenges, and I did all my work in French because I had always worked in English. I knew how to drink wine in French. I knew how to eat in French. I did not know how to do business in French. So at the same time that I was with BPW, I was doing that work. With BPW, when we had meetings or when we had our conferences, I would give workshops. So I gave workshops on managing stress, preventing burnout, communication skills, motivational skills, how to be effective in business. So that was my contribution to BPW at our conferences and at our meetings. So that was what I gave to BPW. What I received from BPW, and I continue to receive, is encouragement, empowerment, particularly at the level of one of the important things about BPW in Canada, and I think all over the world, is the changing of laws in the government. BPW was very important in Quebec in getting better conditions for daycare programs, for example, and getting the cost, I believe, reduced of daycare. So when we meet, we write resolutions, and these are taken by our members to the national level, and then they are taken as lobbying to the government, either in Quebec or in Ottawa, our capital, so that the work that BPW does in that area is very important to me. So it has, and I'm sure that's what you're also doing in Moscow, there's a level of importance for us as women, as members, individual business, networking, all of that. But then there is a larger goal which is that every woman should have the opportunities that we have had. And so we work towards that. And our members, Joan Macklin, other members, are very, very dedicated to that. And have been to, you know, we have meetings at the provincial level, then we have them at the national level and international level. And these women, I'm not sure if it was Joan or in China. I remember in Beijing they had the international BPW. And so this has been something for me that continues to be very important. Since the around the year 2000, I felt called to do more work internationally. So I work internationally as a psychologist. In South Africa, I have been working for about, this will be my eighth year going back there. And I spend a few months each year in South Africa. I'm based in Cape Town. There is no BPW in Cape Town, so I haven't had any contact with BPW in South Africa, but there are other women's organizations. And what is exciting, of course, this country lived under apartheid until almost the year 2000, and so it's only been in the last 15 years that there has been democracy there. So there are many grassroots women's organizations that are starting up. They have nothing. And yet they have the desire to provide and to go after things. And so I work with these groups in the townships. The townships are the poorest parts where everyone was pushed out and lived. And so there's still, so I do workshops there. I do some individual therapy with people. I work sometimes with teachers. So that is the work that I do in South Africa. Also, I have worked in Mexico, in the Dominican Republic. I spent 3 months, for example, in Peru, working with teachers, with parents, workshops on self-awareness, self-esteem, self-empowerment, communication skills. I've done that in Mexico also. This is in Spanish. So,
can we read your books? We'll write... can you send us information about your books?
I don't have any books because I'm not a writer. I'm a facilitator. I'm a speaker. I'm a therapist. Many people say, when are you going to write a book? And I say, one of the things, I just gave a workshop yesterday in French. I wish you had been, well, anyway, on self-awareness, self-esteem. Who am I? And what is my unique contribution in the world? For each one of us is unique.
Yeah, sure.
We know that from our fingerprints. We know that from our... I'm very interested in the new cosmology, the universe story, and what it means to be a human being in the 21st century.
Yes.
If we understand that the Big Bang, like 13.7 billion years ago, was when we all started. And so each of us is unique, and each of us has a contribution that if we don't make that contribution, it won't be done.
Yes.
And I think the world is an example.
Yes.
Of people under regimes, under political pressure, did not ever develop who they were meant to be. And look at the mess the world is in. Okay, so any organization that I belong to has to be dedicated to empowerment, not just of women or just of children. When women become empowered, men will become empowered.
Sure.
Children will become empowered
sure.
in a healthy way.
Sure.
It won't be power imposed on someone else. It will be sharing the power and respecting each other. And so my workshops on self-awareness, I also do workshops on anger, forgiveness, healing, because so many people were subjected to horrible oppression in the countries where I work. There has to be some healing done around that before they can be free to become who they were meant to be.
Why did you go there? Why did you decide to work with poor people, you say?
Probably because I live in one of the best countries in the world, which means I was able to educate myself. My family was very working class. There was no money for education. We have the opportunity, though, here to go to school at night, to go all my university degrees. I have 2 undergraduate degrees, 3 master's degrees, graduate diplomas. I did all of that, except for one, part-time. I worked full-time, and I studied at night, because in Canada you can do that. I have white skin. That means that I am a woman of privilege. The three of us are women of privilege. If your skin is not white in most of the world, you are a second-class citizen. So one of the things about BPW, about Toastmasters, is equality. Everyone should have the right, no matter what color their skin is, no matter what religion they are, they should have the right to have everything that everyone else has the right to. So
you was born in Canada, yeah?
I was born in Canada. So the other thing about when you discover deeply and truly, which I think you have done, who you are and what you are meant to contribute, you don't contribute just because it's for someone else. You contribute because that's who you are. You need to share your gifts. You need to. If you study Maslow, you study the hierarchy of development, the people who are at the top of the hierarchy, which I think the gentleman you talked to me about is, it just becomes a natural thing that you want to spread this information. You want to make it aware. And you are an example of having received that wonderful thing.
It was wonder.
But it also means that there's part of you that had to respond to that. You can have all the information out there, all the help available. There has to be a way that it reaches you. And one of my jobs is to help people to discover that part of themselves after they have been beaten, after they have been tortured, after they have experienced oppression unbelievably through political systems. What have they got left? Well, there's that part of their life that's been waiting for the opportunity to become who they're meant to be. So I consider it a great privilege to... I have a very simple life. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I have a very simple life, which permits me to offer my services to people that can't afford it. And it's a pleasure for me. I love it. It's exciting.
Catherine, but unbelievable. You travel all over the world. You live several years in one country, several years...
No, months. I spend several months in one country, several months. This is my home. Montreal is my home. I have lived here for 45 years.
Oh,
and because I was in Toronto and born in Toronto. All my family is in Ontario. I have a very supportive family. They're all self-educated, all professionals. I spoke with one today.
Self-educated.
But Canada, you can be self-educated. The United States, the cost of university, I'm sure you know the difference between Canada and the U.S.
Not very much.
Canada is a socialist country. Canada believes that every person should have the right to education.
Oh.
Every person should have the right to health care. We have universal health care here. If you get sick in the U.S., many women, and this again, many women, many single mothers, cannot afford the insurance in the U.S. for health care. And this is what President Obama, I feel so sorry for him, because the Americans who control, who have the money, it's a whole different mentality. So Canada is a very, you won't see in Canada the extreme richness and the extreme poverty. It's like in Sweden, it's like in Britain, it's like in all the countries that are socialist. It's much more middle class because the taxes are much higher to pay for education, to pay for hospitals, but then people have a good life.
Oh, it's a privilege to be in Canada, to live in Canada.
Well, it's a country where, and we have to watch our government because the present Prime Minister... Very friendly, very, you know, the Conservatives tend more to the powers, and so we had an incredible leader who died very young of cancer this summer, and he was a New Democrat Party, which is very much socialist, very much for the people, very much for everyone having the opportunity to education and all of that. And the outpouring for him, the people that mourned his death, because people like him are the future of Canada. We do not want to go the way of the United States. That would be very dangerous for the world.
Catherine, and was it possible for him to heal his cancer? was it possible to do to cure him?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No, he died and he was 58 years old.
My daughter had cancer of throat.
Oh, we have people that had, some people get cured and some people don't because it's too late when they discover it or it's too, anyway, we don't even know what causes cancer. We know that part of it is internal, part of it is environment.
Catherine, could I say a few words? It was one of the wonders. I am nothing innate because I only testify, I can testify only about my life and events in my life.
That's right.
So, and that is all just now.
That's right.
So I had nothing to do. It was so painful. It was that part of life before I got acquainted with the champion called Toich.
Right.
Yes, and I went to consultations with him. Then I went to consultations with Tatiana Sorina. I had two consultations. Five years passed after consultation, and healthy part of that, I don't remember the word, that part of organ in the throat, this organ has two parts that no matter that organ began very healthy.
That's wonderful.
It's a miracle. And a lot of people, my friends, had the similar situation.
Yeah. I have unfortunately several friends.
You say
who
about
had cancer, who had the treatments, who are fine now, but not everyone.
Not everyone.
So I have friends whose fathers worked in asbestos factories, and asbestos causes cancer. And at those days, there was no protection. I'm sure in your country, every country, there were factories that were operating that were producing illnesses in the people, and there was no government intervention to stop it. So those people died of cancer later on in their lives. That was an environmental. Other people, they say, get cancer because of emotional things. So you can cure emotional things because it's your emotions that are causing them, that are causing your illness. But not everybody is ill because of emotional things. They're ill because of what's going in the food, because of what conditions they're living under, you know? I think medicine today, we have so much more to learn and so much more to learn about how our thinking affects our health.
And
I find that a fascinating area of psychology and of spirituality. And, you know, we're getting away from BPW here. But BPW also, another thing I love about the meetings, we have such wonderful speakers. We have speakers come in and talk about health. We have speakers come in who talk about, we had a wonderful woman who started a shelter for abused women in one of the ethnic communities, in one of the communities here where in some cultures, abuse of women, you don't talk about it, you don't do anything about it. And so people come from other countries to Canada and they bring that mentality with them. And it can be very hard in a community for women to come out and talk about what's going on in their community.
Yes.
And this is a group of women that started a shelter in Montreal, particularly for women who have so much difficulty being supported by their own community if they talk about abuse in their marriage or against their children. So we had the woman there and some of the younger women who work in her shelter to talk about their work so going to a meeting like that is so empowering, and to know that there are people who are working to help against violence against women and against children so every month we have wonderful speakers one time it was a financial meeting. It was how to manage your money. And so we had it at one of my old universities in the management faculty. We actually used that building, and I think it was someone affiliated with the university who spoke about, because for many women actually managing their own money can be very difficult because they never had the training.
Yes.
As children, as young women.
Absolutely.
The husband was in charge of the money. The father was in charge of the money. So BPW has a role to play also in helping us as business women and as women to manage our money, take responsibility for it. So that was one of our seminars, was on dealing with taxation and all of that.
Oh,
yeah, very exciting.
Catherine, and what is the main dream or maybe goals in your life?
In my life?
For future, yes.
In my life?
Yes.
Is that I continue to stay healthy so that I can see more and more women having the kind of life that I, as a Canadian woman, have had the privilege of having all my life, and that every woman in the world deserves to be autonomous, deserves to have health care, deserves to have education, deserves to have her children in a safe environment. And that is my goal, to see that, and to continue to just be so grateful for my life and for everything that I have and can enjoy, and that it's an exciting adventure, and to have the opportunity to meet wonderful people like the two of you, and to know that this is happening now. I had the privilege of spending a short time in Russia, probably about 8 years ago, and also in the Baltic countries, and I know there's a tremendous amount of work to be done there, about for women, for children, for men, that you're coming out of an incredible time of oppression and of not being able to become who you were meant to be, and living in fear and living. So I feel very privileged to meet people like yourselves who are doing that, that providing that book, putting that together, presenting it at the United Nations. I find that so exciting. Chapeau, as I said before. Yeah.
Thank you.